I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1452, The Other S Word. Well, you know what the S word is, but there's another one. Historically, politicians who promise people ease and comfort and let the good times roll kind of campaign slogan, well, those politicians win, frankly. But politicians who say, hey, we're all going to have to tighten our belts, use less energy, sacrifice more, well, they lose. Why? Because we don't like to sacrifice. Yet sacrifice is very much a part of the Bible. It was a big deal. So today, let's look at the other S word. As you know, T2G, or The Two Greatest, is about the greatest commandments that Jesus gave us to live our days, to walk through our moments, to be with people in a posture of love, because God has showered continually, unendingly, His love upon us. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live His life of love through us, His body, the church? There's entire chapters in the Bible dedicated to when and how and which animals to sacrifice to God. And it was done every day, day and night, until the temple was destroyed by the Romans in AD 70. We modern people don't really get that. I mean, why all the blood and guts? Why all the killing of those animals? It seems barbaric. I was reading Exodus 19 in the Voice Bible, and yet another text was dealing with detail after detail after detail on the proper way to sacrifice. But there was a box insert in the text, inserted by the translators, that I thought was really helpful when it comes to this idea of sacrifice. And so let me share it with you. They wrote, "One difficult aspect of Old Testament life to appreciate, at least in the modern world, is the use of animal sacrifices. The Israelites are first a nomadic people. Later, when they settled, they became a shepherding people. For them to offer their best and dearest to God means most naturally an animal, one without blemish and young. These animals are the basis of their economy and provide them with food and clothing, shelter and security. To offer to God an animal sacrifice is to offer a piece of their lives. So offerings are very personal and differ based on what families can afford. In some cases, these sacrifices are completely consumed. In others, the priest and people take some meat home to their own tables. This way, the whole community shares in the bounty of the sacrifice." I think that's so good. I don't know about you, but I find that to be very insightful. The sacrifice for them was giving God the very best they had, which for them was their animals. For us, it wouldn't make sense to sacrifice Fido or Daisy the cow. But we still can, in our lives, day and night, offer God the best that we have. We have things that we value, like our time, our treasures, and our talents. In what ways are we offering them continually to the Lord day and night? First, because He's worthy. And in fact, He's the one who gave them in the first place and sustains them to this day. I love this concept because the ancient principle still applies. God deserves the best we have, every moment of every day. That's our living sacrifice, as Paul writes about in Romans 12. Here's the great question. How have you given your best to God in this last week? Let's pray this song by Chris Christian. "Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely to you. In Jesus' name, amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1453. In the meantime, I'm so glad that we're not in the blood and guts era of faith, aren't you? It'd be hard for us and our modern sensibilities to do what they did. But that doesn't mean sacrifice is a bad word or that it's off the table of faith. Not at all. It just means it looks different to us in our age and our culture. But the point, the principle is the same. Give your best to God. That's the other S word.